friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of prissy prisoners and helpless henchmen in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and today my character is Pubby. And if I could go anywhere in the world to feel happy, it would be the scrapbooking aisle at Joanne's.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jeff Murdoch, and I'm playing the character Dutch Stewart, a member of LMAO. And no, I don't want to go Dutch. This is my treat and my pleasure.
Now, the one thing, Jeff, that I'll say is you're actually a member of Raffle.
Oh, what was Raffle?
Raffle is the renegade offshoot for financial leverage.
Right. That's right.
Okay, it's the Hydra to LMAO's shield.
Yes. Ooh, how am I going to connect with these two? This is going to be rough.
Well, and similar to Hydra and shield, you are technically also a member of LMAO.
Yeah, so I'm like a square, but yeah. They're just rectangles.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so you're like Bucky, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm the Winter Soldier.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Congrats.
But the worst winter soldier.
Worst. I'm like a March winter, like where everything's slushy and gross.
Exactly. It's still 20 degrees in March. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, your command words are like, come on, man.
My command words are hello. So literally everyone.
Hi, this is Erin Rain. Today I'm playing Bumbly Brant. And Bumbly Brant, you know, he's been missing a few things since he's been imprisoned. And one of them is a crunchy chicken salad. I can't wait to get another one.
Well, as you all can tell, we are taking a bit of a break from our main adventure to focus on some side characters while our dear friends Alan and Claire move into their new condo. Congratulations, Alan and Claire.
Bring ding ding
whoa. So we thought it'd be fun to check in with some characters that we have met before and find out what they've been up to while everybody else is trying to get into the black site. There are obviously many more people who are trying to get out. Again, Barb's black site is one in Barora, Nebraska, where she was doing research on the Bondelgrab and anything else that might give her any sort of opportunity for blackmail or personal enrichment. These are the principles behind the Renegade offshoot for financial leverage. Problem is, about, I guess, probably like a week ago, everything hit the fan and the monsters got loose and more monsters have been coming in as these Bondelgrab buds are returning to the original Bondelgrab to try to merge and create something truly massive and horrific. The other unfortunate thing is, as these things, creatures are coming in and buds are coming in, they are also, once, their preference is always to merge with a cryptid, but if there's no cryptid or creature around, they will merge with a human. These shambling hive mind people whose only objective is to eat or be eaten, with the goal of merging others into this hive mind that is the Bondelgrab. So I want to cut over then to Pubby and Bumbly. Last we saw you, two upstanding agents of LMAO, and I actually want to see if I have in my notes what level you all were within it, because agents of LMAO, every agent of LMAO is ranked.
I
think I was not very high.
I know I was the top ranking member in the group, but I wasn't like, I think it was like number five or...
I know Carlisle Chaplin was 88 because he was also 88 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I found it. Let's see. Bumbly was 15.
15.
Pubby didn't have a number because he was so new.
Oh.
That's right.
It was like 221 or something.
Yeah. And Claire's character was Marty Chart, and he was 214, I think. He was like the world's worst one. So, okay. So anyway, Bumbly, you are the number 15 monster hunter in the world. Pubby, you were still sort of like an apprentice coming in. So even though you are just a brick house of a fighter, you actually have very little monster hunting experience. I guess one thing that I want to establish just off the bat is, will you at the very least tell me the last time that you saw Marty Chart?
Well, Marty Chart had a parachute, and he jumped out of the plane that we were abducted in. So I think that was somewhere over Florida.
And the thing is, he would always joke to me, wouldn't it be crazy if I had a parachute on my back instead of an actual backpack? He never let me like look in the bag and see if he needs snacks or anything, but he was always planning to do that. So I guess I feel bad for trusting him so much.
And Pubby, you must be so disappointed also to know that he never had snacks.
What? And this is just the thought. Are you just the thoughts in my head, Tyler? Pubby, is it? Pubby says out loud to Bumbly, he never had snacks.
I know.
Now, the other thing I want to check in on with you two is, so you were brought to the black site, quickly imprisoned, as all members of Lamau who are captured against their will are. They're sort of imprisoned because there's, you know, they can't let you go. There's a risk you would tell people about the black site. The black site's super top secret operation, so they're keeping you here. That being said, everybody here is a former member of Lamau, so there is, like, you know a lot of these people and stuff. There is a little bit of camaraderie. I feel like probably the two of you, I guess, let me check. Would either of you attempted to escape once you were brought in?
Puppy definitely was, like, searching for choke points of, like, where would be an easy way to get out, like always kind of scanning the room for potential threats.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Bumbly was just a bit trying to figure out what was going on. If this was like, maybe Ruffles not so bad, not so bad, but decided, you know, eventually it was so bad. Sorry. But didn't try immediately to, you know, get out, but now I want to get out.
I mean, I will say this. The conditions are a lot nicer here than they were at Lamau. Like, look at that. That's a jacuzzi right there. And they're all fluffy towels and cocoa butter and essential oils. I mean, it's a prison, but I feel comfortable.
Yeah, Bob knows how to manipulate people.
I love this because I think what I want to establish then is you two were able to, you know, ingrain yourselves enough that you were able to get, like, a basic work release within it. You know, you're still under supervision and everything, but they take advantage of you. You two became the spa attendants at the black site. So that is where you were when everything fell apart, when the gates went down, when the alarm started blaring. It's been probably about a week, and you know things are quite bad. The problem, I think, has been you've been unable to leave. I think you two are actually locked into the actual sauna itself.
Ugh.
There is something in the pool, and that has kept you from...
Point of procedure, sauna would not have a pool. Sauna's just a dry room.
No, I'm not saying there's a pool in the sauna. Are trapped. You have locked yourselves into the sauna.
Okay. Got it. And the pool at the spa has a monster in it.
And the pool in the spa has a monster in it.
Sorry, yeah. Just checking.
How has the last week been while you have been sort of holed up in this currently safe, but quite small and difficult to maneuver around space?
It's quite bad because all of the sample soaps have gone away. We've used them all, so the air is quite thick with our musk.
At first, it was hot, you know. Didn't want to turn it off because we didn't want to arouse suspicion. Didn't know how bad things were. Then we turned it off, and it's been better. But it is pretty spicy in here.
And I folded every towel into every animal shape that I could possibly think of. We've got tigers. We've got armadillos. We've got giraffes. We've got dolphins.
Also, really, really hungry. Not a lot of food in a sauna. There were some grapes and cut melons at first, but now that's gone.
Amazing. And so I think then you notice there is a bit of a distraction. The monster, you haven't seen like a clear view of what it is that has infiltrated into the pool. All you've been really able to see are like long undulating humps appearing above the water. And occasionally a little bit of a horn that is sort of sticking out of the water, as well as some sort of long undulating creature is inside there. Like by long, I mean like 20 feet long, just sort of wrapped around the pool. You saw, I imagine at the beginning of the week, you weren't the only people in the spa. It's quite popular. I mean, it's one of the best perks of being a member of Raffle. I think Dutch can speak to that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you did witness the utter bloodbath that occurred once this thing got in the pool and just annihilated everybody else there while you two were able to run and hide. So it has settled down now because there's less to feed on, but there is a bit of a disturbance. You see it seems to notice something, and its attention moves away from, like, it has been aware of you two. It has been sort of centered on the door waiting for anything from you. And for the first time in a week, it looks away towards a disturbance. Dutch, what brought you to the spa and where were you hiding for the last week?
Well, to be honest, there was a Coke machine that I cracked open and just hid in there. And like, I thought it was going to be like a refrigerator, but it was a Coke machine. So I had to really, really do some contortion to get in there, but I made it work. So after that, I just, my body feels pretty awful. I know that no one's working the spa, but I would kick myself if I didn't check because I'm just so stressed.
Great. You open the door to the spa, Dutch, and almost immediately you see these muddy brown humps and a head start to break the surface of the water. It looks like a sheep's head without any fur, the same kind of brown color, but the square pupil eyes, but with a small stubby horn on the tip of it and long fangs leading out of its mouth. It's also has sort of, as we've often described, the inky black swirl of the Bandelgrab distorting its shape and flowing over its body. And it, you hear it as you, you know, open the door, carefully looking in, it sees you and it just goes, "Ooh, yummy." And in this moment, what do you all do?
I think that Bumbly Brant goes, my humps, my lovely lady lumps, time to go, and opens the door to the spa.
Great. So you're going to try to open the door. I think this is our first instance for our listeners. We are going to be playing Roll for Shoes today, our classic and favorite system for on-the-fly funds and hijinks. So, Aaron, currently, Bumbly, after all of this time away, has really, your skills set has atrophied pretty severely. You can get by basically with the minimum. So currently you have one skill, that's do anything at a one. So you are going to open the door and try to do it without drawing any attention?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to set that as two dice that I'm going to roll, as this thing is been waiting for you all to open the door for a week. So it has been pretty focused on you.
Yeah.
So go ahead and roll.
I rolled a 3.
Ooh.
Right in the middle, right down the middle.
All right.
I just have to see one thing because I actually am like now like, wait, how does this actually work?
Right. Is it your full roll or just each?
Right.
Do you get, do you have to beat a 3 or...
It's the sum of your roll has to beat the sum of my roll.
Oh, shit. Okay, that's hard. Yeah.
So what did you get?
I got a 3.
I got a 7.
Okay.
The wow.
Creature immediately whips around. And not so fast. Ooh, you'll be it too. And starts pushing over towards the door. Pubby, what do you do?
Pubby is going to grab a stack of towels and whip them into a frenzy, old locker room style. So, like, prepping weapons to be whipped.
Okay, great. Roll do anything one to prep those weapons.
All right. 4.
I rolled a 2. You successfully do it. Yeah. I mean, you spent all week making towel animals and everything. Pubby, you're very familiar with these. So, yeah, you each have a good towel whip in hand, ready to go.
And I've like dipped them in water, so it's going to hurt like a bitch.
Hell yeah. That's going to be awful.
It's going to sting.
This creature is about to get hazed for the first time. Dutch, what do you do as you see it turn and look away from you?
I think I'm in the wrong spa, and I look out again and I look at the door. I'm like, no, this is the right spa. And I pull a coca from my pocket and I chuck it at the thing's head.
Okay. Yeah. Roll, do anything. I think you're going to try to, are you trying to get its attention or are you trying to do or like hurt it?
Hurt it.
Okay. I'm going to set that at a 2 then.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll.
I rolled a 5.
I rolled an 11.
Oh, that's higher. Wait, you rolled 2?
I did roll 2 because I think it's going to be hard to hurt it with a bottle.
Oh, it was a can. Does that change anything?
Oh, my God. Never mind. No, I'm going to keep the same.
A full can of Coke? That's heavy.
A glass bottle of Coke to the dome?
That would be hard. But in this instance, it seems that the bondle grob, I think this is just true across the board. Anytime a bondle grob gets its way in and merges, you know, the nerve centers, those things, it deadens those because its goal is to be eaten as much as it is to eat. And so it deadens any sense of self-preservation that a creature might have and pain receptors. So it doesn't appear to really, it like gashes on its head, but it doesn't seem to notice or care. You do fail, so you do get 1 XP on that. And
thank you very much.
Mm-hmm, and it doesn't seem to do anything. So yeah, what do you all do?
I want to trick it.
Okay.
So I'm going to go, I'm going to put my hands out, be like, okay, Mr. Bundle Hump. Now, listen, I've been in the sauna for a week and I'm tired of it. Looks like you got a pretty good gig. So I promise I'll eat you. You just get to get under the water. Get all the way under. I'm going to put some salt in and some pepper. And I'm hungry. You know, everyone's heard me say it. So get under the water and just close your eyes and I'll take a bite.
Okay. You know what? Interesting tactic. I like it. You know, the bundle grub, I think, isn't super sophisticated necessarily in terms of its dealings with people or conscious things. I think it's pretty rare that anybody just offers to eat it. Mm. So I'm going to say that's a 1 that I'm going to roll. One dice. So do anything 1 as you try to persuade. Well, I mean, how would you describe it?
Manipulated?
Yeah, as you try to manipulate the creature.
Yeah.
And for those at home, since I don't think anybody present is going to put any effort into identifying this creature, unless that's true, I actually don't want to.
We might.
Assume. Okay, I won't. If it's once it's dealt with, if we haven't identified it, I will tell you what the cryptid is.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
What'd you get, Aaron?
I got a 4.
I also got a 4, so you succeed.
Ooh.
Nice.
This thing, as it, and again, just like a full sheep's head, very creepy to see like a sheep's head on an aquatic body.
Mm.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh.
I looked up sheep's head in Google Images, and I didn't realize that that's a food that
people... Yeah, it's very...
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a sex move.
Oh. No. It's a delicacy, but it is quite disturbing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The creature smiles really big and says, "You want to join? Finally, someone who understands. Okay." And then it rolls over onto its back, showing its soft, gross, wet, moist, fatty belly on this thing.
Actually sounds it's delicious.
It looks kind of like a dinosaur, like a pliosaurus or a plesiosaur.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry.
Yep.
That's more familiar.
That's about right. I do know one personally.
Yeah. So this plesiosauric shape flips over onto its back, just its belly showing at the surface of the water.
Mm-hmm.
While this is happening, can I say that Pubby goes to the drain of the pool and it's just trying to let all the water out?
Ooh, okay, yeah, sure. Again, Pubby, you've been there all, or you've been an attendant for a long time, so you know how the pool works and stuff. So I'm going to say that this is a 1 dice that I'm going to roll. Roll your do anything 1.
3.
I rolled a 4. Unfortunately, the drain is a little submerged under the water, obviously, because that's how the drain works. And to get to it, you would need to go past the creature. So you're sort of blocked by its mass as it turns over.
Can I do something or is it?
Yeah, of course you can. Also, the two of you see peeking through the entrance to the spa, one of your captors. A person you know, his name is Dutch Stewart. I don't know how much interaction you all have had or not. But
oh,
you
I came to the spa a lot.
Yeah.
We know Dutch.
Oh, I guess I tell Dutch, like, oh, there's a new treatment that we're doing special right now. Come here. Come closer.
Ow. I am listening.
Yeah, what is the relationship between the three of you like? My two prisoners, how do you two feel about Dutch?
I think Dutch is probably pretty harmless. Dumb.
Yeah, he's pretty, you know, simple, but still works for the man. And no man is going to bring me down, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, great. And Dutch, how do you feel about these two Lamau agents?
I think they respect me greatly. I think that they really care. And I always tip them an exorbitant amount of 10% for all the services.
Do you tip them cash, like American dollars?
No, I use BART bucks.
Wow. I mean, that is nice of her that she extends the opportunities to join her downline to...
She says if you get 1,000, you can join a raffle.
How many bar bucks to a dollar?
You know, that's a great question. I think it's probably like $10 to a bar buck.
So a bar buck is worth $10. Yeah.
No, that's not what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that is what I meant.
Wait,
yeah.
That's what. Wait, ten American dollars
for one bar buck. For,
wow.
Yeah,
that is the most shocking thing that I've ever
Barb's got a great economy.
Yeah, well, also Barb is the one that sets that exchange rate.
Sure.
You know.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Right.
Right.
Well, as soon as you leave, it may be worth the less. Right. But in here. True.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, it's just another way for Barb to extract resources for herself from other people to make the exchange rate super high, and then it's worthless on the outside. It's very... company script.
Right. Company store.
Company store vibes.
I do want to try something.
You're welcome to.
I want to throw a plugged in and turned on hair dryer into the pool.
All right. Wow, that seems counterintuitive.
And Puppy goes to get you an extension cord because he knows where everything is.
Nice.
Okay, great. Yeah, Aaron, I mean, you two know this. Pubby and Bumbly, you have seen an opening. You've prepped all week. I have to imagine that you've planned for this. So I'm just going to roll one dice. Go ahead and roll your do anything one.
Okay.
Let's go. Can I give her like advantage or like help?
No, unfortunately.
I got a 5.
Well, I also got a 5.
Oh, great.
Ooh, tie. Well,
so tie goes to you throw the it PC. In and this thing fucking just... You just watch the electricity course through, because obviously also Barb doesn't deal with like hair dryers that are like have any sort of circuitry to limit the amount of electricity that flows mm-hmm. through them or anything, because she wants like a high end blow drying experience. Mm-hmm. And so the full force of the electricity just rips through this thing, and the creature in the pool just immediately starts cooking. Screaming, laughing, confusion, all coming out as it's just sort of writhing around. It's going to try to snap at you all, but it is unsuccessful. And pretty shortly, you have just a stinking, fetid mess of a pool in front of you. This long body just floating appropriately belly up.
Can I call that sabotage one? I get a point, right?
No, you get a point if you only get points if you fail.
Well, I get XP if I fail, but since I only get points if I get a 6. Mm-hmm. I only get a new skill if I get a 6. Got it.
That's right. Okay.
No.
Okay. So you successfully in that moment cook this creature, and the three of you are in the spa. Quiet.
Yikes.
Would you like some sashimi? Since you've cooked the fish right there in the water.
I don't know if it's safe to eat, even though it's dead. It still might be bundle grubby.
Excuse me, I'm here for a massage.
Pubby ties him up in the extension cord.
Great. I think, does Dutch push back at that at all, or does Dutch just let that happen?
Oh, I fight back.
Okay, great. I think you're each going to roll do anything one.
4, 3.
Okay, great. So Pubby succeeds and Dutch fails. Dutch, you are successfully tied up.
Please. What is it? I'll tip you 12% next time.
That's the money's not the issue. You're going to get us out of here.
Ow, please. I don't know.
Does you have some sort of like access scan sort of badge or something?
I can get us to the stables. That's about it.
Well, we're going to the stables. Bumbly, pack your bag. Let's go.
It's picked. It's ready to go.
All right.
Can we stop by my room so I can pack my bag?
No.
Okay, I guess we won't get my guns.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll get some weaponry and then we'll go into the stables. And I open the door and I like creep out like Three Stooges style, where all three of our heads are like popped up on each other as we look around to see if it's safe.
Am I tied up this whole time too?
Yeah. How tied up do you have Dutch? Is it like to the ankles or just arms?
I think the arms are down at the sides and the feet are doing like a twink on tippy toes, like twinkle toe sort of thing. You look like a rolled up yoga mat.
Oh. Ah, downward Dutch, huh?
And you go into the hallway. You're trying to make your way to the stable. Is that?
I think we're picking up the guns first.
Yeah,
we're going to need to go by my room.
Great. So you all are walking down. You're walking towards the. And again, so just to paint the picture of it, the black side is very large. And it has multiple, it goes down instead of up, right? Because it's trying to keep a low profile in terms of satellite imagery and shit like that. So, Dutch, how many floors down past 5 is your dormitory or is the spa?
Oh, the spa? The spa is, the spa is below the dormitory or below 5?
No, it's just like below level 5.
Oh, I think the spa is one level below 5.
So it's
and I
6.
Think my room is 2.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So you need to go up 3-4 floors?
Yes.
Yeah. Great. So you make your way out. As you are walking down, you all hear a noise. You see at the end there's an elevator and then there's a door that goes to a set of stairs next to it. Those are the two options. Which ones are you guys going for, the elevators or the stairs?
If you guys untie me, we could do the stairs, but I don't think I'd like to try that with the sun.
I scoop him up in under one arm, like, let's take the stairs. I just got you under my arm like a purse.
Yeah, I love it.
Can we roll for fashion? Like how stylish I look?
Yeah, of course you can. Roll. So you're going to do anything one and you're going to try to hit a fashionable pose.
I'll also try fashionable pose.
Okay. I rolled a 2.
I rolled a 1.
Oh, shit.
I rolled a 5. So you both look terrible.
Oh, no.
I can't even look at them.
Yeah. It's just everything about it is wrong. You have him positioned wrong. Dutch, you look so pathetic.
I honestly don't want to be the one to tell you this now, but I got an inner ear thing, so when I go a position like this, I tend to vomit.
Oh no.
Are you saying that after you vomited already?
Yes. I say that while I'm vomiting. So you don't understand most of it.
Oh no. I stand him up. We get to like let's say we've gone one floor up.
Yeah.
All right. Do not run. I'm going to take this rope off of you, all right?
Do not run. What are you, my gym teacher in high school? I'm just kidding.
Was he influential in your life? Oh, sorry. I assumed he was a he. Was she or they important to you?
She was. She taught me how to swim. She taught me how to bike. And we were working on the third part of the triathlon.
Oopsie. I hope she wasn't your math teacher as well. All right. You're free. All right. Let's keep going. Show us where the guns are.
Okay.
Now, here's my question. So now we're on level 5. What mm-hmm. is the what goes on this floor? Level 6 is the spa.
Yeah.
Between the three of you, you can tell me what
canteen? Like the food?
This mm-hmm. is the canteen. Okay, cool.
Uh-oh. Are you sure you don't want to bite?
You two have not eaten in a week. Mm-hmm. You've been able to survive on the water that kind of drips down the sides of the sauna. But you have not had food in quite some time. I don't know. The one thing that wasn't quite clear to me was all of those decorative, like scented soaps, if those were used to bathe or to consume.
Mm. Bumbly was definitely using them to bathe.
Okay.
It's a clean teen over here.
That's right. So as you are walking, you do smell the rich aromas of a full canteen.
In this like hallway that I guess we're at the entrance, are there any like jackets? I'm sure we know that this canteen is, you know, it's like, oh God, what's the style? When you go to a restaurant, they want you to wear a jacket.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a dress code for sure.
Yeah, a dress code.
It's a fancy canteen.
So I'm sure there's like some blazers and like full, like beautiful sparkling gowns that are there. So you just like blend in.
I'll go back behind the thing and like, what do you want? Do you want blazer or gown?
Gown, actually. Proud of my legs.
Blazer.
All right. Here is a blazer for Bumbly, gown for Puppy.
I think this is another instance. We're going to give everybody a second chance here of like roll one, and we're just going to see how well you pull it off your looks.
I rolled a 1, so I have a big run in my tights, and the back of my dress is tucked into my underwear. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Aaron, what did you roll?
I got a 5.
Hell yeah.
Jeff, what about you?
I got a 6.
Wow. You two look great, because I rolled a 3.
Oh, wow.
Hubby, damn. It just doesn't work. Like, you look good, but you don't look fancy. You know?
Right.
So that might have consequences, but you all are finally dressed appropriately, and you walk into the eating area for this place, and immediately you're put off and a little nervous because somebody is standing behind the podium at the front of house.
I know.
Just standing, sort of shifting back and forth, slovenly in a sort of stuporous lean.
Do I recognize this person?
Yeah, who is it?
Oh, also, since I got a 6, do I get an upgrade?
Oh my gosh, you do. Yeah, you're right. Thank you for reminding me. Yes, so you get a new skill, Dutch. You get a skill related to either, I mean, what would you describe your skill as?
Now, I'm going to pitch this to you. You can say no, and then we'll go with another one. But since I'm going into a fancy canteen, I'm camouflaging myself.
Okay. That.
Blending in.
I like that. We'll call that blending in.
Blending in. I like that too.
So you have blending in too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dutch is always able to read the
It's
room.
Also kind of a Dutch thing to cowardly blend in.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have blending in too. That's great. As you all walk in, you see this, this garçon here. I guess the question is, this is like the fancy canteen. Like, this is where Barb eats. This isn't like the cafeteria where we've been in other times. This is like the fancy place. So I'm curious, Dutch, how often do you eat here?
Not too often. I feel like I've come here once, but since my job is animal handler, I don't think anybody's really excited about the guy that smells like horse manure to be there.
So you vaguely recognize. It does look to be the person that you've had a few poor encounters with before. He's really sniffed his nose at you, and he's just there, just standing there, and doesn't seem to immediately notice you all. What are you doing? Like, you are seeing him well before he is seeing you.
I just want to say, hey, you, what's your name?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. To you? What's your name?
What's going on with your mouth?
Listen, I've been chewing gum for a week. It's the only thing I could get in my mouth.
Okay.
And so now it's stuck in parts of my mouth, and it's making
I reach into my pocket and I pull out a big bag of goldfish crackers. I'm like, do you want some of these?
Oh, my God. And I just like stuff. I stuff my fist into there and just bring my fistful of goldfish crackers to my mouth and forget what I was going to ask.
As you put your hand into this crinkly bag, roll to keep quiet.
Okay. I got a one.
I got a four.
Sheesh.
The front of house manager, his head whips over.
Can I use my XP to turn that one into a six, my former XP?
You can.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to do that.
Okay, so now what is the skill that you are now developing at level two?
Oh, yay.
Stealth.
Stealth? Okay, yeah. Great. You have stealth two.
Okay.
You successfully pull out. There's like a moment where you think it's going to happen, but you slow down, you calm your heart rate, and you are able to grab those goldfish without any risk as the front of house just continues sort of shambling in place, almost just sort of wavering as holding on to the stand.
Okay, now I got some food. Oh, this chewing gum. Oh. Okay.
Yeah,
now,
the problem, your jaw is just so tired.
You don't have to chew it all the time.
I hate that when you got gum in your mouth and you don't know where to put it. It's so annoying.
Oh, it's embarrassing. But
there are napkins right there. Just put it in a napkin. And
no, it's part of
cloth,
my mouth.
The
it's
cloth napkins.
Listen,
all
this
right,
is important.
Just put it on the back of a spoon and put the spoon in your pocket.
I want to talk to you about something important. Oh, I know. I can't be understood. Oh, okay. Okay. I spit it out. Okay. Hello. Oh, no. It's still there. Okay. So listen.
Yeah.
There was a bundle grub. We've been hiding for a while.
Dutch. My name is Dutch.
Thank you, Dutch. There's been a bundle grub in the spa for a week. We've been hiding in there. Is there something going on? Like, is there something bad going on? Was it just the spa area?
Yeah. Let's just say somebody messed with IT and all the bundle grub monsters got out.
Sorry, we can't really trust anyone.
No, you could trust me.
Okay. I mean, sure. I can tell you're not a bundle grub. Okay. But like this Maitre D' looking a little bit weird.
I know. It's weird that he's just standing here waiting.
Seems like he'd be yelling at us otherwise.
Yeah,
so
or at least acknowledging us. Yeah. Should we
maybe
tackle
if you
him?
You tipped him 20%.
Okay.
The real Maitre D' might come out. No, 20%? I'm going to tip because I feel bad about how poorly I'm dressed. I'm just going to try to tip this.
So Puppy just walks forward from the end of the hall.
He's like, I'm sorry that I look so shabby. And I just thought I love, you know, the proportionizing I was doing. You know, I'm very broad chested. So I thought if I did something with like a long slip and showed off a little bit of leg, it would make me look a little bit more feminine. But I'm not selling it. But here's $50.
And the maitre d' is there again, just wearing like full tuxedo with tails, like very fancy, a very thin mustache on his face. And he says, oh, thank you. Please come this way. We have a table ready for you.
Oh, for real?
I think that's a bundle group, guys.
So should we?
Wait, let's ask him. Hi, are you a bundle group?
No.
Oh, I did.
I'm not. No, I'm here just to serve dinner.
Well, hearing that voice and knowing that it could be a bundle grab, I take one of the envelopes that you use to like get your check at your table, and I just smash its face into it.
Wow, what are you doing?
Oh, like the little plastic things?
Yes.
Yeah. Great, roll to smash its face.
Bobby, what are you
God
doing?
God damn it, I rolled a one, but I'm going to use an XP to make that a six.
Okay, great. What is the skill that you are taking on?
That is going to be, it's called gratis. I'm doing you a favor.
Gratis. Wait, so
by ending your life.
I see. So it's adding a little extra,
a little flair,
a little flair.
Yuppie.
Great. Yeah. So you, smash its head down into the plastic thing and it just goes, ooh, okay. Please come this way. And it snaps its head back.
It has to give us good service no matter what we do to it.
Yeah, and it's just trying to lead. It's just like, And then it like his arm poorly like reaches up and he attempts to snap a few times, like not having quite the motor control to do it. And then finally, and you see a wait staff come out slowly jerking out and they are all there. And they start, they're just like, right this way. Each and every one showing. And there's a table set at the center of the dining area at Barb's table, like the good table. And it is filled with food.
Oh, my God. We can't. I know it looks good, but I think they may be Bondo grabs.
Oh.
And they all just you go think? Like,
I think.
No, we're all safe here. That's why we were able to have this big feast for you.
Can we get it to go?
Yes.
Puppy eyes all of the silverware on the various tables and just wants to like scoop them up and start like throwing them in between the eyes of all of these waiters. And one is rude to snap for the waiters.
Great. Okay, so you're trying to like harm them?
You would say I have a skill of like prepping weapons. So I guess as we're being like,
you don't have that skill.
Oh, I didn't.
It was an anything that you.
That was just to do anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I basically just want to throw forks and knives.
Yeah.
At these people.
And so I want to clarify what the skill gratis means. Like, what are the circumstances in which that skill would apply? Because it's a great title for a skill, but it's not quite as clear cut to me as like punching, you know?
Maybe it's like a killing blow.
Killing blow. Well, it didn't. Sure. It didn't.
Or a stunning blow.
Stunning blow. I love it. You have stunning blow too. And you call it gratis, but
that's good.
Okay, cool. So is that what you're attempting to do here? Are you attempting to stun this wait staff with?
Yes. In enough time for a doggy bag to be made.
Okay. So as some of the staff whips into action, starts taking the food off the table and putting it into bags. Others are approaching you and you're trying to hold them back with the things. Go ahead and roll your two dice. I think this is pretty basic. So I'm going to roll two as well.
All right. That's a 5 and a 3.
Okay. I got a 5 and a 4. So able to, there's just too many wait staff people here. The other thing that is confusing, Pubby, as you're trying to hold them all back is as they're coming into the dim light of this well apportioned restaurant area, you're seeing a lot of these waiters are not wearing wait staff attire. They seem to be wearing raffle uniforms, a lot of them like security guard uniforms and things like that. But they seem very happy to be here. And you watch a couple of them, as you're throwing these utensils, they just seem to not be affected by it as they're so focused on their task. And shortly, one of them runs forward to you all and presents you with a series of like aluminum foil swans and is like, here, please.
Now, don't eat any of it because I'm trying to be stealthy when I say this. Okay. Don't eat any of it because you remember, they want to be eaten. Or eat.
Okay. Sorry.
Go ahead and roll 2 stealth, Aaron. We'll see.
Whisper.
Yeah.
I got a 3 and a 1.
So you got a 4 total.
Yeah.
That's great. I rolled a 3. So you successfully managed to whisper just to the people you're trying to talk to and relay that information to them.
Yeah.
We should at least look to see what it is, right?
No. And I mean, we can look for like... Sorry that we know what we're killing, but other than that, no.
Why don't you look for it when we're not in the room with you?
I'm rolling to peek.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
I step away from him.
And you roll to peek.
I rolled a 4.
I rolled a 5.
Oh.
So you fail at your peek, which is you try to just peel back like a little edge of the aluminum foil. But as you're doing that, the waiter just stuffs it forward and the whole thing opens. And this small black blob basically looks like black mashed potatoes with 2 little eyes and a little smile on it. It's just like, eat me! Gets pushed into your face.
Oh, no.
And Dutch, I think I'm going to have you roll to keep your mouth shut.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm using my experience.
Okay, so...
I rolled a 1 and I'm using my experience.
Okay, great. So what is this new skill as you try to not eat this thing?
I think it's Iron Jaw.
Iron Jaw too. Great. Yeah, you manage to keep your mouth locked tight, and as it's trying to force its way in. As you pull back, what are the other two of you doing as you see these Bondel Grob waiters seeing their initial tactic failing, start to turn, and all of these men and women in security guard outfits and in some in waitstaff things turn, and they smile, and the smile just keeps going up and up and up the sides of their face with long fanged teeth flashing out, and not in a smooth thing, but in more in like teeth kind of going every which way.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Very off-putting, very Nosferatu.
Puppy pulls out a luchador mask so it covers his mouth. Mm. And then I think Puppy's going to hit the deck and go up under all of these tables and try to get...
trying to like army crawl out?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Yeah, go ahead and roll.
I rolled a one and I'm going to burn an XP because I'm tired of losing.
Okay, great. What is your new skill? Crawling?
Yeah. Yes. Army crawl.
Yeah. So you have crawling two and you have stunning blow two. Great. Yeah. You successfully.
You said that was two?
Yeah. Because it was a do anything one. When you upgrade, when you succeed with a six, it becomes a new skill at a level two.
Okay. Crawling.
So two. Next time you crawl, you'll be able to roll two D6 instead of one.
Right on, right on. I get it. I know the rules.
Yeah. Bumble, you watch as Pubby just hits the deck and immediately sort of just starts crabbing across the ground, crawling forward through the tables towards, I guess, presumably the kitchen then, because you're sort of all surrounded near the entrance here.
Mm-hmm.
Bumble, what do you do as Pubby successfully dodges and weaves and gets to the other side of the room?
How many are there? How many...
Gosh. I'd say like 10 people in this
room. Okay, I'm going to use my stealth to try to, crawl or stealthily follow.
Okay.
Puppy.
Go ahead and roll.
Okay. Oh, I rolled a 6 and a 3.
You get to the kitchen before me.
Yeah. I rolled a 6. So you do succeed. You sort of stick to the shadows. Again, this is dimly lit in the way like of any good French restaurant would be. And so there are plenty of dark, long shadows that you are able to slip in into as they're all sort of focusing on Dutch, trying to center around him, and you bumbly successfully move over towards the kitchen. Dutch, what are you doing as they're closing in on you?
Keeping my mouth shut and then running.
Great. I think you do see Pubby and Bumbly sort of slip away. Are you running to join them or are you running back the way you came?
I'm going to run to join them. I feel like it's better to be in a pair or a trio. I'm not good at counting.
Yeah.
Your gym teacher.
Like, let's buy Ethel on this.
Roll do anything one.
Okay. Do anything one. I'm going to use another experience.
What did you roll?
I rolled a one.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
These dice are loaded.
I know.
And also, so everybody, I'm not tracking your XP. So this is like good faith.
Yes.
Totally.
What is your new skill at level two?
It's gym teacher motivation. I guess.
Believing in yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's chicken run.
Chicken run?
Chicken run?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I can run faster if I'm running away from danger.
So it's like panic running?
Yeah. That's great.
Okay, great.
Yeah, like I can't run into danger, but I can run away from danger like that.
I mean, Mel Brooks, you know, oh my God, never mind. Oh my God. What? I was going to say Mel Gibson. Wasn't he in Chicken Run?
Yeah, he was.
He was the voice
Yep.
Mel Brooks could be there too. Well, I've been calling biathlons or triathlons biathlons. So
true.
I'm in the same boat. Aaron's the smartest one here.
Aaron, save us, please.
I'll try.
So Dutch, you managed to dodge and weave and push off from these encroaching figures. A lot of them former coworkers of yours. As you push towards the kitchen, the three of you are in the kitchen. You watch this mass of Bondel zombies approaching, sort of shambling towards you all. What do you do? You're in the kitchen of this nice restaurant on level 5 of the Black Site.
I turn on all the burners and put on cast iron skillets on all of them.
What are you doing? There's no time for this.
I'm not making eggs, okay?
What are you making?
I'm heating up metal to be thrown at our offenders.
Is there elevator or something? Is there a staircase?
Yeah, you can see on the other side of freight elevator.
Let's go in there. Let's take that up.
We could blow this kitchen up too.
Sure. Oh my God. Well, we all get into the elevator and then I turn on the gas and then I flick a cigarette as we leave.
Oh my God.
Okay, great.
Wait, where'd you get that cigarette? No. You smoke?
Oh no.
I have one of the scented candles.
Pubby, I think I'm going to have you roll. Yeah, I think I want to have you roll just to see if you're able to time this all out right.
Oh no, right. We're going to blow up.
I've got one more XP, don't worry.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to roll three dice on this.
Wow. You're going to roll three and I'm going to roll one?
Yeah, I might roll three ones and you might roll just a natural four.
That's true.
Okay, ready?
That's true.
I did not roll three ones.
Nice. Wait. No, that's what did you roll? That's not good.
What did you get, Rashawn?
I rolled a four.
I also rolled a four and a two and a two. I got an eight.
Oh, Tyler. That was honestly not
cool. So honestly? Even if I use my XP, it wouldn't even work.
No.
If you use an XP, I guess the answer is like, yeah, there's no point in using your XP because you can't beat my eight.
Right on. So do I blow up everybody?
No. What myself? I think is going to happen is, as you do it, Puppy, this is fucking cool, right?
But like, I do get XP because I did fail.
You do get XP because you failed. So save correct. That other one and you get this one. Puppy, you crank all of the knobs. You smell the smell of natural gas seeping in. You all run to it. And then, Puppy, I forget, you lit a cigarette. Is that right?
One of my essential candles from the sauna.
You lit one of your essential candles you snapped from the spa. And you light it and you throw it, and a huge ball of flame goes both directions. So all of these Bondle zombies just get annihilated by this. Just horrific, like, sounds coming from the dining area. But the ball also comes towards you all. The doors shut in time. You start to go up. But then the flame comes in and you feel the elevator, it moves like halfway up to the next floor and then it just stops as emergency machinery goes into place to lock it in place as the mechanics of the elevator are damaged by this gout of flame. You find yourselves stuck in a freight elevator between the fifth and fourth floor. And that's where we'll end our episode for today. Join us next week to see if this trio becomes a bio. Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or give us a shout out on social media at Mystery County. We love either. You can also join our Discord where you can talk to us and other fans about episodes, lore, and even suggest other side adventures that you think might be fun to listen to. Until next time, watch out for not tipping 20%. So the creatures from today were, I just realized I probably should have said what they were all.
Yeah.
The first one that you encountered was Manipogo.
Mm. Manipogo.
Which is a lake monster said to live in Lake Manitoba.
Oh.
That's the sheep-headed dinosaur monster.
Creepy.
The next that you encountered was people.
Yeah.
And those are really the only monsters you encountered.
Mm. Who needs more than that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we're blowing up kitchens.
That's right.
Oh, boy. You do win. Okay, got it. That's a house rule.
So it's like you can, even if you succeed on if you have open windows too.
Jeff.
Yeah?
It sounds like there's a pony.
Oh, my God. Sorry, I was typing. Oh.
It really did. That's... It was like, there's a little pony in there.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.